John Gordon with Harmon Killebrew and Herb Carneal. Game number 7 of the World Series with the Twins and the Cardinals right here on CCO.
Well, for clear, sharp color pictures, choose Scotch brand color film. Another winner in the Scotch family of quality products from 3M. Try Scotch film and picture it perfect. Available at all Best Buy superstores. Well, we go to the fifth inning and back to do the play-by-play. Here's Herb Carneal. Herb, I don't know what Whitey Herzog was talking to him about, but he was talking to Danny Cox between innings. And
noticed that down in the dugout. Yeah. He had Danny Cox warming up in the second inning. And the pitch is low for a ball. I would imagine Whitey wouldn't be too unhappy if he got one more good inning out of Joe McGrain.
He's throwing very well.
He is. He's got good stuff. Big left-hander. The ball moves. And there's Vowles' pitch. Fastball. Pop foul out of play down the right field line. One ball and one strike to Lake. Vowles, we mentioned Harmon with those four strikeouts. In the last three, they've all chased that high fastball.
He must have an exceptionally good fastball tonight. And it's hard to lay off of. But those balls been up around the shoulders.
There's a fastball low, ball one. His four strikeouts, her in the third inning, got him on a curveball. Then Lindemann, McGee, and Pena all went after the high fastball. Cardinals leading 2-1, first half of the fifth inning, the seventh game of the World Series. Here's the windup by Viola, the pitch. And it's bunted at and missed. One ball, two strikes. A pitch off the outside corner to Coleman. Trying to bunt his way on with two out. Of course, a lot of folks, I think the first reaction said, why would you try to bunt your way on with two out? Well, he's going to get on and steal second.
And third.
Possibly, which he's done three times in the series. He has six steals. Second base three times, third base three times. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he strikes out for the 10th time in the series.
Now back here at the Metrodome and game 7. Of this 1987 World Series, Frank Viola with 6 strikeouts now in the ballgame. Twins will send the top of the order up here, and it'll be Dan Gladden to lead it off. Here's Herb.
All right, Herb Carneal, thank you very much, and a very, very happy guy standing beside me, the guy that threw the last pitch of this 1987 season, Jeff Reardon. And Jeff, try to get your breath.
Yeah, I'm out of breath from the celebrations. Happiest moment of my life, just to be out there for all three clinchers is just unbelievable. I don't know what to say.
Well, a lot of people feel like you deserve to be out there for that final out because they feel like you wouldn't be here, Jeff, or the Twins wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
Yeah, that's nice to know. You know, that's one reason when I go out there, I really want to do my job. And I let the team down in 1 year, but I came through in the end. And right now, I'm just so happy.
Well, you were just what the Twins needed this year. They've needed a closer for the last couple of years, and Jeff Reardon really filled the bill. A lot of people didn't think the Twins could go this far, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised in spring training when they were picking us 6 because it's the best offensive team I've been on. I knew if our pitching could hold up that we were going to have a chance of getting the World Series.
Well, I know you want to get out there with the rest of the guys. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations, and now you're on a World Championship ball club.
Thank you very much, Harmon.
All right, Herb, now back to you.